You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? It's time to call the Data Doctors at 277-5827. 277-KTAR. Now, here are the Data Doctors, Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney, on News Radio 620, KTAR.
Welcome to another edition of the Computer Corner and a new introduction to the show.
That was nice.
I'm Brandon Disney, and that's Chad Pyle. Ken Colburn actually really on assignment this time. He's currently at the Consumer Electronics Show, which is being held in Las Vegas. He's there for the last day, the wrap-up, and I'm imagining he'll be calling in a little bit later on to tell us what's on the horizon, what's around the corner, what's coming to us right quick.
Yeah, I think next
week... Consumer Electronics.
Next week we'll do a show on some of the cool stuff.
On some of the cool stuff?
Yeah.
You thinking?
Yeah.
Can you put it together that quick?
Yeah.
Hey, nice visor, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Are those cool?
Yeah, I got this for free.
Are they cool?
What, the visor?
Yeah.
Yeah, visor is awesome.
I don't know if they're cool or not.
I don't know. I don't really care.
We are the Data Doctors. It's the Computer Corner. We talk about technology. We talk about computers. We talk about the problems that you're having, the consternation, the troubles, the technology snafus, whatever it is that you want to talk about when it comes to technology. We're here to help answer those kinds of questions. And the number, as the intro mentioned, is 602-277-KTAR, 277-5827. Early on in the show is the best time to get on in, because as the show progresses, you'll start to get busy signals. So that's how you dial us here. If you want to check out resources that we have online and ways to get a hold of us there, you go to our website at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, and there you'll be able to see links to ask a question or make a suggestion and see our topic of the day, which is entitled Networking 101.
Yep.
And if you ask, what's Networking 101? Well, if you had to ask that question, that means we're going to talk about networking, and we're going to get into mostly the basics of networking and try to keep it simple.
Right.
Let's say you have, for the holidays maybe, you got a second PC, or you got a new PC, and you're wondering what to do with that old one. Well, you don't have to necessarily get rid of that old one. You might be able to take that old one and hook it up to the new one, which maybe is connected to some kind of high-speed internet connection, and share that internet connection with both of them, and not only be able to do that, but then share any kind of printers that you might have, or if you have a bunch of MP3s, you can share them between the two computers. Let's say you have a TiVo, a DVR of some sort, and you want to network that to these things. Well, there's all kinds of things with networking. We're not just talking about putting wires between these computers. There's wireless ways to do it, or there's ways to do networking using power lines that are built into your home. So we're going to talk about some of the basics of that. We're going to talk about firewalls. We're going to talk about ways to keep your network protected, how to set up basic networks. We're going to talk about all those things. And, of course, we have resources at our website. It says on the resources, there's a section that talks about how to network your home, or a tutorial, or networking for dummies. Tom's Networking, which Tom is Tom's Hardware, for anybody who's kind of a technology buff, might be familiar with. Well, there's a networking site specifically by the same crew, and we've got a link to that. PracticallyNetwork.com, one of the best places to check out how to just set up simple networks and things. Then we've got, of course, some of the bigger manufacturers, Linksys, Netgear, links to their sites and some of the products and things that they have, and then a link to one of the higher-end networking, especially when you get into wireless, for Proxim, and a lot of businesses might look into that, or when you're getting into a little bit more advanced networking. So that's not quite Networking 101, that's maybe Networking 102, but we thought we'd throw it in there too, just to give you a little bit of a taste of what the high end might
sure,
be.
Sure, it's good stuff. But, you know, most people probably know networking in its more traditional form. I mean, networking's been around for centuries as a way of people relaying information and communicating with each other. And computers are basically networked the same way, but they're dumb, so it requires more stuff.
What do you mean they're dumb?
Computers are really dumb, at least right now.
You think?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, humans make them.
They're as smart as the person who not only built them, but then operates them.
Right.
So the downfall usually is not the computer. It's the human that got involved either in manufacturing process or in some kind of addition that you've made to your computer. Or possibly you got to kind of look in the mirror and look to yourself to see if maybe the problem lies there. But that's what we're here for, is to help with those of you that have the problem that lies with you We can help you work through those battles. Again, our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section. You'll see links there to ask questions, make suggestions. You'll see resources. You'll see all kinds of cool stuff. And if you wanted to try to dial in, you've already going to get busy signals if you're trying now. So when you hear somebody hang up later on in the show, 602-277-5827, write it down, commit it to memory. And as we move forward, again, we'll remind you probably for that. But when you hear somebody hang up, that is your cue to try to dial on in. You want to see if Adam has something good for us this week before
sure.
we try to go to a news break? Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Good.
Good. What do you got for us this week that's new?
First off, I'm surprised that Ken's actually on location or on assignment this time.
Yeah, it's this time it's legit.
Yeah.
For once.
One of the few. Well, you know how just about everybody wants to get one of those big screen plasma TVs to impress your neighbors, right?
Is that why you get that, is just to impress your neighbors? I thought it might be for some kind of entertainment value or to get enjoyment out of yourself.
I think I know where he's going with this one.
Well, plasma TVs might soon already be outdated.
Outdated already?
Yeah. Who would have guessed?
Hey, Adam, just in case you weren't paying attention last week, that was one of our little resources. What else you got before? Just tease us a little bit about the topics or the highlights of what we're going to talk about when we come back from the news.
Well, AOL users might be getting a little bit internet-free storage space.
Free storage for AOLers, huh?
But you have to use AOL. That's kind of the downside.
Yeah.
What else?
And then Hitachi hard drives are getting bigger and smaller.
Bigger and smaller hard drives from Hitachi. Well, hey, Adam, you sit tight right there. We're going to take a break for the news when we come back. We're going to find out about these big stories and maybe some other stuff. And I'm imagining, like I said, Ken, he's actually on assignment this time. Sometime later on the show, I'm sure, he'll dial on in and give us the 411. That's the information on what's happening at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. It is the Computer Corner. Chad Pyle sitting across from me. I'm Brandon Disney. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more of your calls, your questions, and technology tidbits right here on the Computer Corner.
Oh, it's